It's 88.5 FM, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Lucas Nelson to the station. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here, man.
Of course, the new album, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, is out. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
You've obviously been immersed in music your whole life.
Yeah.
It's no surprise, given your background and given where you've lived, that the new album explores a multitude of genres. There's a number of genres that you sunk your teeth into on this one. I assume that's your sense of.
You know, what's funny is that this record is actually the most cohesive record we've ever put together in terms of keeping it kind of streamlined into one sort of genre. I mean, I feel like this is just rock and roll.
Right.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like any other genre, maybe southern rock, country, soul, whatever you want to call it. But
remember, all of those used to get their own little backings in the record stores. It would be southern rock,
right.
Country,
yeah.
So.
Right. I guess so. But it, you know, if you listen to Neil Young's records or Bob Dylan's records, you know, it's not, you wouldn't call him, I mean, he's got all different kinds of genres, so to speak, in his songs, and they're all different sounding songs, but they're considered, what, folk rock or rock and roll or you know, what it is. So it all falls to me under the rock and roll category.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because I think we're a rock and roll artist. We are rock and roll artists, and we play rock and roll in the most original sense, to where it just comes, whatever comes out and makes you move and you know, and gets you grooving. And then it's like a lifestyle of traveling on the road and you know, making crowds happy. You know, that's rock and roll. Categories are important for people, for most people. You know, there's a small percentage of people who you know, at least believe they're beyond categories, but I don't even think that's the case. I think we all need to fit in somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's part of being human, you know. And so if you want to get behind your sports team or your music genre or your politics, you know, everybody's got some place where they feel like they belong, even if it's an anarchy or even if it's like completely against something, then you fall into that category, you know. So it's just really, there's no winning. You're just always a part of something.
Crazy games no more. You're the most precious thing I've ever seen, but I ain't gonna let it slide when you're mean to me. I know the love that I deserve. I said, I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. You tell me things I want to hear. You want me near, and I know you fear me leaving you. You think that I won't say goodbye, but baby, I ain't standing by while you stretch the truth. I know the love that I deserve. I said, I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. I know the love that I deserve. Said, I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. I know the love that I deserve.
You and the Promise of the Real have been working hard and developing an audience. And
yeah,
one of the things you did, one, because you've been doing a lot of stuff, but you mentioned Neil, and you Neil did, you know, elect, if you will, or see something in you guys to come out and back. I have to believe that, you know, with the kind of intent and purpose and the fact that you've grown up knowing the realities of the music business, you still have to, when you're out going on tour with a Neil Young, I imagine that it's half studying, you know, how he operates and what he's thinking, and half making sure that you're feeling it as you're playing it.
Well, it's mostly feel with Neil, you know, and it's mostly, see, the thing about playing with Neil is that is one of the realest things. I mean, I grew up listening to Neil, and I know all his songs. I knew him before he asked us to play. So when he asked, I was like, sure, you know, this is great, because
we
know all your songs.
In.
You know, we know them all, and all of the band did too. And so it was kind of a perfect fit, and it's great. You know, we're trying to go out on tour this summer with him again. We just recorded a new record with him that he's going to put out soon. And it's beautiful, and being out with him feels very natural, and it doesn't feel like work at all. But it is a lot of songs, it's a lot of music, and it's hard work, but in a great way. So that's just, you know, we're just lucky to be out there working.
I assume that you know, and this is an assumption, whether it's accurate or not, one would think, you know, based at least historically on what we've seen, as the more you tour together and the more you grow with the songs, that the idea of the songs taking shape in a different way night to night is part of the process.
Sure, it's different every night. It's different every night. And with Neil, that's kind of how he operates, and that's kind of how we operated before we were with Neil, just from watching Neil, you know? So, like, it kind of fits. And like, the last set we did at Farm Aid was an incredible set. It was, you know, we had so much pent up. We were getting so excited to play with Neil, you know, because we hadn't in a year, and he's been off for a year,
you unleashed.
I think he was feeling that too, and we played, you know, a whole set of hits, which may or may not ever happen again. You know, like, we played all of his hits almost. You know, we played Heart of Gold, Cinnamon Girl, Cortez the Killer, you know, Comes a Time, Rockin' in the Free World, all in one set, 45 minutes. You know,
that's a document.
That is something that I don't know if ever will happen again.
Well, I sure as hell didn't love her this much when I met her. Much as I was just captured again and again, she could turn her eyes away and still hold me under. A river of beauty and mystery pulling me in. And then when she told me her name, I knew I would die slowly. I knew I was destined to live with this pain every night. For each night I stand with my father playing our music. We cry out her name and her memory under the lights. So each night I pray I'll forget about Georgia, 'cause she'll never love me like I know love's supposed to be. Each night I pray I'll forget about Georgia, but a part of me hopes that she'll never forget about me. Oh, part of me hopes that she'll never forget about me. We made love for the first time in a hotel in San Francisco. A night so perfect I try to forget about it now. And Ray Charles is singing her name like rain on my window. I want to release her, but I can't begin to know how. So I say, Ray, let me forget about Georgia, 'cause she'll never love me like I know love's supposed to be. I say, Ray, let me forget about Georgia, but a part of me hopes she'll never forget about me. Oh, part of me hopes that she'll never forget about me. Thank you. I say, Ray, let me forget about Georgia. Oh, 'cause she'll never love me like I know love's supposed to be. I say, Ray, let me forget about Georgia. But a part of me hopes that she'll never forget about me. Oh, part of me hopes that she'll never forget about me. Part of me hopes that she'll never forget about me.
It's hard for me not to bring up the fact, as you mentioned, Dad, and for the people that don't know, Lucas is referring to Willie Nelson, and I'm sure most of you know that. But I read that early on, you picked up a guitar and started playing because, like every kid whose dad's at work, you want to get to spend time with Dad, and you figured, well, maybe if I can... then maybe I can hang with Dad.
Yeah.
Was that the case?
That was the only reason.
Really?
At first, when I picked up the guitar, that was the only reason I did. It's because I could have something to relate to him by, you know.
But at the same time, you know, you continue now. You know, you play with your father. That has to be, as you've become an accomplished musician, and you're a musician in your own right, and you've developed a fan base in your own right, and music in your own right, I just would imagine that playing with my dad and really being good at it and really capturing it, it's got to be a thrill.
Oh, I can imagine that it might be one of the greatest feelings in the world to play music with a family member, like your father, my brother and I play together, and my sisters sing and play, because music is such a spiritually fulfilling thing in itself, and then on top of that, to be able to play with your family and then have that kind of bring you together and connect you in a world in the musical world, which is such a spread out world. As artists, we have to go all our separate ways. And we hardly ever see each other, really. We get to see each other a few times a year, and then, you know, we're just like kind of counting the days until, well, when am I going to see you next? Well, we've got a couple months touring, and I got interviews. I'm going to try and make it down here, but I might not too, because I got to do,
the itinerary.
I'm here doing this, and my dad and mom are in Austin. I said, where are you? I said, well, I can't be over there right now because I got to be out here.
The morning air, the way the dew sits on her hair so peacefully below a Texas sky. I think I'll leave her lying there, take a walk I don't know where, bathing in the sunlight in my life. I hear the sound of windy leaves, summer birds and gently flowing rivers, creeks and pools up from the spring. The music of the water on the rocks is getting louder as I walk towards whatever life may bring. Just outside of Austin, as I've ever been, just outside of Austin, I think I felt play the other day. The city and its city ways, a time and place for everything you'd say. But I just wanna sit at home, ride my horse or write a song. A little bit of weed and I'm okay. Those nights when it's just you and me, or maybe soon we could be three. It ain't so bad a place to raise a kid. Or maybe we should wait a while. No need to hurry, nothing. I'm just saying, I'd be happy if we did. Just outside of Austin, high as I've ever been. Just outside of Austin, I think I fell in love with you again. Just outside of Austin, high as I've ever been. Just outside of I think I fell in love with you again. I think I fell in love with you again.
On October 4th,
yeah.
Everyone, there won't be pews, so you don't have to kneel. Standing is...
No, dancing.
Dancing.
Dancing is what...
Dancing in the proverbial aisle.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be happening at the Fonda. The album, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, is available now. We always ask that our audience acquire one. Me being an old guy, I tell you that, you know, the physical versions have many aesthetics that you might want to have, but you know that already if you're a listener of 88.5 FM. Lucas, great having you here today,
thank
man.
You. Yeah, it's great being here, too.
It's Lucas Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, live on 88.5 FM.